COVID-19 antigen rapid tests will go on sale in pharmacies island-wide in Guardian, Watsons and Unity from June 16. These tests require individuals to swab themselves and then follow certain steps to get their results. The Health Ministry says that these tests can deliver results in less than 20 minutes. According to Watsons, the test will cost between $10 to $13, depending on the number of tests per kit. But for now, people can only buy 10 pieces per person. They will also have to be dispensed by the pharmacist at the pharmacy. We have two test kits here with us today, the one from Abbott and the one from QuickView. Let's take a look at the QuickView one and give it a try. So first, the instruction leaflets. There's one in multiple languages. So this is the one that's in English. Ooh, very long. As you can see, it's very detailed and very long with the multiple steps, so please make sure you read the instructions carefully and follow them closely before taking the test. The kit comes with two tests, so that means it comes with two swabs, two bottles of reagent, and two test strips. You can also use this plastic thing. There's a tube holder for your reagent. Let's go through the instructions for the QuickView test. Please remember to wash your hands before taking the COVID test, and of course, read the instructions carefully. So first, you'll need one swab, one test strip, and one bottle of reagent. You can put that in this little plastic thing that comes with the box over here. They also recommend having a watch or a timer on hand because there will be some parts where you will have to wait a few minutes in the process. So we'll start by opening the reagent. And the next thing we're going to use is our swab. So for the swab, if you're wondering how far into your dose it should go, experts actually recommend about 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch. If you insert it into your nose and you feel a slight tingling or you start to tear up, that's definitely far enough. So to open this, you look for the tab over here. There's a bit of an opening here. You want to open it halfway, just be careful. And you can take it out like this. So we do that because we don't want to touch this half of the swab. So it looks a bit like a long cotton bud. Anyone who's been swabbed before would know. This is my first time getting swabbed. I'm a bit nervous because I don't know what it feels like. I'm a bit scared. Okay, well, no time like now. So what you want to do is you take the swab and you make sure you go into both nostrils 4 times. So, oh, okay. I guess it tingles a bit. Oh, ooh, okay, I can feel myself tearing up. Okay. That's far enough. Okay, one. You want to rotate it 4 times. 2, 3, and 4. And then you use the same swab, the other nostril. Oh. 1, 2, 3, and 4. So make sure you rotate it at least 4 times for each nostril and you use the same swab for both nostrils. And so what you want to do now is you want to press down. And you want to swirl, make sure that the swab hits the bottom. This is to make sure that the reagent comes into contact with the swab properly. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then now we'll wait for a minute. So it's been 1 minute, so we'll take the swab out now. So what you want to do is kind of squeeze the sides, you know, squeeze out all the water on the sides of the tube. And then we'll dispose of this now. So now it's time to use the test strip. Again, similar with the swab, you don't want to open it all the way. It's just about halfway. And then this is what you'll see. So this green and white part, you can hold this part. Don't touch the other side. Again, avoid this part, hold this part. And what you want to do next is we'll put it in the reagent. So we'll leave it there for 10 minutes. Some information about a test while we're waiting. This test has a shelf life of 24 months. It's also suitable for anyone age 2 and above. For children age 2 to 14, parents are recommended to do the test for their kids. It's been 10 minutes. Okay, so we'll take a look at the results of the swab now. What's good about the instructions is that they have guides on what a positive test looks like and what a negative test looks like. So if you have a positive test, it'll be 2 lines, one pink and one blue. If you have a negative test, like the one I have here, thankfully, it'll be a single blue line. If you get a single pink line, the test is invalid and you will have to repeat it again. Now, let's take a look at what's inside the Abbott test kit. This one comes with just one test. Let's open it up. So we have the info sheets in multiple languages. There's one in English. Let's see what it looks like. Seems like there's a few more steps than the other one. We have a swab, a bag, a rapid test device, a tube, and a tube of buffer solution. There's also a little plastic insert that I think you can use as a stand for the tube. So we'll start with the tube, prepare it, open this up, put it here. Okay, next we'll prepare the buffer solution. So hold on to the tab here firmly and twist to open. You'll want to squeeze this into the tube, make sure all the liquid goes in. It's a bit hard to squeeze because it's so small. Okay, you will want to make sure that the buffer solution is higher than this line over here. And next, we'll move on to the swab. There's also a tab here that indicates where you should open it. Same as just now. Let's try not to peel too much. And we can take it out like this. So again, we avoid touching the sponge tip. This one recommends that you swab each nostril 5 times. So time for round 2. You want to push it into your nose horizontally. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh. And the other side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'm tearing up. So next, we'll insert the swab into the tube. And here, we also swirl it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you want to try and push the head of the swab against the walls of the tube. And what you do next is you squeeze the tube and you pull your swab through the part you squeeze. This is to make sure that all the buffer solution goes back into the tube. So now you see here, there's a marking on the swab. What you want to do is get ready, snap. Okay, so you can leave the swab into the tube. And what you want to do is close it back up. And we can just put it here. So now that part's done. We need to prepare the rapid test device. It looks like a snack, it's not. Okay, we'll open it up. Struggling a bit with the long nails. Okay, here we go. So it looks like this. What we need to do now is drip the buffer solution into this device. So let's get ready. There's a white cap over here, so we'll unscrew. Now we'll have to drop the buffer solution into this hole here. 5 drops. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we wait 15 minutes before we read the result. So it's been 15 minutes, we have a 5-minute window to look at the test results. This line here is the control, it indicates that the test has worked. If you have a negative test result, like me, you will see one line. If you see another line at the T, that's a positive result. So now that we're done, we can use this plastic bag that was provided in the kit to throw everything away. For those who intend to use the DIY antigen rapid test regularly, it's good to keep in mind that if you have a negative result, it doesn't mean you don't have COVID-19. It just means that you're less likely to have it. According to infectious diseases expert Dr. Leong Ho Nam, we have to follow the instructions strictly and to the letter. Dr. Leong says these DIY antigen rapid tests carry a similar sensitivity to PCR tests if they're done properly and regularly, about every 3 to 5 days. If you test positive on these DIY antigen rapid tests, you should immediately approach a swab and send home public health preparedness clinic to get a PCR test to confirm your results. You'll have to self-isolate until you obtain a negative PCR test result. If you test negative on these DIY tests, but you still feel unwell or sick, you should still go see a doctor. Let's remain vigilant and continue to adhere to safe management measures.